know, dogs don't speak English, French, or Japanese. So when it comes to communicating with a dog, we have to tap in to their heightened senses. I'm Robin James, a leading dog expert, trainer, and behavioralist from Master Dog London. Whether you're a first-time owner with a brand new puppy or a seasoned owner experiencing behavioral problems, I'm here to help. Today, we're going to be talking about healthcare and looking after your dog and those sort of routine jobs that you'll need to do on a weekly or bi-weekly basis. The first one that comes to mind would be grooming, which is brushing your dog, combing your dog. And grooming should be done very slowly and very gently. In fact, the slower and the more gentle you are, the more likely your dog is going to tolerate you doing the grooming or the brushing. We don't want you tugging away at your dog's fur coats because it's rather painful for them. And we want you to do it really gently, exactly the same way as if you went to the hairdresser, how the hairdresser would brush or comb your hair. So that's where grooming really starts. And every dog comes with a fur coat and it needs to be brushed and be well kept. So regular washing and conditioning, and that will keep the coat really luscious and clean. We also have to make particular attention to your dog's ears. They need to be brushed from the inside and from the outside, if that makes sense. But also the earlobe itself needs to be cleaned, and a makeup pad and a little bit of warm water is probably the best way to achieve this, taking away any dirt or wax that might be in the ear, giving it a quick smell to make sure there's no infection, or which could be a yeast infection in their ears. And it's worth doing that once a week. You can also use those makeup pads for cleaning your dog's eyes, and definitely under the eyes if they have any staining. It's a great way to remove that staining, that gunk, as is actually a very fine flea comb using downwards from the eye. So away from the eye, I'm capturing the gunk in your dog's eyes. Most dogs have really small tear duct eyes, so they accumulate a lot of toxins and gunk in their eyes, so always good to clean that on a very regular basis, at least bi-weekly. And then we come on to the teeth. Utterly so important for your dog's gums and teeth and for them to have fresh breath that we keep their mouth really, really clean. They say an apple a day keeps the dentist away. It can be an apple, but we prefer carrots, a raw carrot, which has got lots of carotene in, and sort of one which is a couple of centimeters long. And it's really great that your dog bites into it, but at the same time, they're cleaning their teeth with that raw carrot as they bite away from it. And nutritionally, it's really great and healthy for them, as is any fresh fruit and vegetable which is on the doggy tick list. I also do the feet, but I don't actually clip the nails myself because I'm a bit squirmish and there is a blood vein in there, so you have to be very, very careful. So if you are a nurse, then go ahead. But if not, ask your vet or groomer to do it for you. They might charge you a pound or two, but they're the professionals. They do it day in and day out. Thank you for listening to this episode of Master Dog. If you are struggling with dog ownership and need my assistance, you can find me online at master.dog. If you've enjoyed this episode, don't forget to follow. I'm Robin, and I'll see you next week for another episode of Master Dog.